Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fix the Family, Fix America, the show well on its way to becoming the number one family show on all of Blog Talk Radio, and soon to be worldwide. Thank you for joining us. Again, my name is Jack Hatfield. We are here every Wednesday from 11 to 12 just for you to talk about all the stuff that seems interesting and will help you hopefully fix the family, fix America. Just to recap a little bit, if you are new to the program, which we get new listeners all the time, Fix the Family, Fix America is a four-part series which goes with positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And with that, we also have the offshoot program called Disease and the Diet. And that Disease and the Diet program was formed because families are being very affected by degenerative diseases taking hold of their loved ones, and they're having to struggle and deal with massive quantities of degenerative diseases in the family home. And that is not something we want to do. We want every family to be fixed, every family to be happy, and every family to never have any issues. So when we have degenerative diseases in the home, it causes a lot of family problems. And sometimes if you have other underlying problems inside your family that are not yet fixed, these degenerative diseases can put a stranglehold on the family and cause a lot of problems. So we are trying to fix it in every way possible, trying to fix the family in every way possible, by fixing the fathers, the mothers, the parents, and then finally anyone in the family with Reveal Your Success, and taking the extra special step through figuring out what can cause problems within the family unit other than the father problems, mother problems, parent problems, child problems, external problems, products you purchase problems, all of that stuff. Also trying to figure out how cancer and degenerative diseases are affecting the family and come up with solutions to give to families so that we can fix the family all the way around. So that is what we are all about. We are so glad you joined us. Today is a very special day. Next Wednesday is our very first Disease and the Diet, and we're going to be talking about that. You can get more information from that at www.diseaseandthediet.com. And come and see us. The very first part one is titled Why Organic. Now, the interesting factor on this, I'm going to give you some stats here in 2 seconds. And then we're going to describe why the first session is called Why Organic. Really, Disease and the Diet, Why Organic? Well, let's go through some of the rates. This show today is a very special show. We've got a special guest coming on in a little bit. But the other thing I want to do here is that I'm going to get somewhat serious for a little bit, just a few minutes here, because the main degenerative disease, the number one cause of premature death in America, is cancer. Let's get it out there right now. The number one degenerative disease in America is cancer. It's causing the families lots and lots of problems. And then let's look at modern medicine, and its approach to cancer is three things: surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. Now, if we look at the 25-year history of these three things, we find that there has been absolutely no gain in cancer survival rates for the 25 years. So if surgery, radiation, chemotherapy was so great, and we have found so many advances in those three items in 25 years, shouldn't the cancer survival rates improve because of these three things? No, it does not. So the first best way to treat the disease, the degenerative disease called cancer, is by not getting in the first place. Okay? So the first thing we need to look at is exactly what could potentially be causing our cancer. What is the correlation of cancer rates rising, traditional medicine cancer treatments not fixing more, even in correlation to the cancer rates rising? It's not going any further than 7%. Chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation is approximately 7% across the board for all cancers. Now, so if you got cancer rates are rising, and it's the number one killer in the United States, and it's the number three killer in the world, Let's go through some more stats real quick. Cancer deaths of all ages, okay, per 100,000 of the population. In America, it's only 134. So you've got 134 deaths of cancer to 100,000 population. In Africa, it's 62. Southeast Asia, it's 74. The least area for death is the East Mediterranean at 59. Number one, however, and two of them are higher than America, let me tell you this, and that would be the West Pacific and Europe. Europe has higher cancer death rates per 100,000 people than America does, and so does West Pacific. Let's go through real quick some the top 10 cancers. Well, actually, it looks like a little more than 10. Number one, lung, trachea, and bronchus cancer. Bronchus. That's not bronchitis. It's bronchus. Then stomach, then colon and rectum, then liver, then breast, then esophagus, then lymph node and bone marrow, then mouth and oropharynx, then prostate, then blood, then cervix, then pancreas, bladder, ovary, uterus, skin, and then the rest. Now, the death rates for these go as well. Lung death rates is 19 per 100,000. Stomach death rates is 13 per 100,000, colon 9 per 100,000, liver 9 per 100,000, breast 7, esophagus 7, lymph 5, mouth 5, prostate 4, blood 4, cervix 3, pancreas 3, bladder 2, ovary 2, uterus 1. Now that ratio, obviously, because the deaths are less, because there's less of those types of cancers, are going to affect that death rate per 100,000. So that's going to be a normal thing. The most lethal cancers in the United States, top five most lethal cancers in the United States, number five is breast cancer with 41,809 deaths a year. Number four, leukemia or lymphoma, 45,000 cancer deaths per year. Then genital male and female, 58,000 per year. And then it increases exponentially here with digestive cancers of 131,000 deaths per year, and then respiratory of 162,000 deaths per year. Now, excuse me, I got to have some of my Yumberry Blueberry Super Antioxidant Juice. Been sipping on that during these shows recently, and I'm so pumped up to tell you about it. And we're going to go through a little bit more real quick, but I want to get through this as fast as I can. There's a new cancer diagnosed in America every 30 seconds. One in three women will have cancer in their lifetime. That's 30%. That means you sitting there with two of your friends, look to your left, look to your right, one of you will have cancer soon. This is not, I'm not trying to scare you, and I'm not trying to make a fun show so dark and gloomy today. I don't want to do that. But we are talking about a degenerative disease today, and we're also going to talk about how to hopefully prevent this and so that you never have to deal with it, so that your family does not have to face the traumatic experience of dealing with degenerative diseases. Now, as you know, I'm a positive guy. I obviously wrote books and writing multiple books on being blessed with something, and Blessed with Cancer is a current book we're working on, so everybody knows my the ordeal our family's going through and the reason we're going after this battle full force. You know, if your family does have cancer and you need some help with that, you make sure you can contact us at fixthefamilyfixamerica.org, and we will put you in touch with me and other people that are getting through these things and cancers and whatever you have been blessed with, whether it be the first tragedy that we had, which is the premature birth of my daughter. Contact us all over the place. You've got the Early Journey Foundation. You've got PreMeQs.com. You've got PreMiracles.com, the first and largest social network for preemie children and preemie parents. So we've got a lot of avenues that we're working on and making for you, for the family unit that are being touched by all of these things, finding ways to get through them and soldier through them and be the best you can be on the other end and not have any underlying issues come up to take the place of what you're having to go through. Because when you have a degenerative disease, that's all the stress you need. You need no other stress. So we need to make sure that the rest of your family issues, the fathers, the mothers, and the parenting, and the children, are all to the wayside so that we can deal with these things. Now let's go through a little bit more. Here's something, interesting study just today. No, yesterday, excuse me, just yesterday. Junk food, ladies, junk food during pregnancy, in other words, processed food, non-natural food during pregnancy can cause cancer in your children and grandchildren. Now, let's look through this study, because remember, Fix the Family, Fix America doesn't just read stuff willy-nilly. We go through it and we find the true meaning of what the study was, what they were really trying to figure out, but let's go through it. It says women who eat a fatty diet during pregnancy, now that totally changed junk food to fatty diet. Now that right there, that doesn't correlate, so we're going to keep going. May increase the risk of their daughters, now it's daughters, it doesn't say sons, may increase the risk of their daughters getting breast cancer. So that's a whole other headline. So I've got two headlines I've just read you. Junk food during pregnancy can cause cancer in children and grandchildren, and then women who eat fatty diet during pregnancy may increase the risk of their daughters getting breast cancer. Now it says research suggests pregnant women who dine on junk food can, so here's, we're going back to the first headline, who dine on junk food could unwittingly be risking the future health of their, not only their children, but also their granddaughters. Now, again, it goes to daughters, and so it's not all children so far. And it provides further evidence that environmental factors can cause inheritable genetic changes. So we're going to go da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. So daughters of male and female rats who had both fat-consuming mothers had an 80% chance of developing breast cancer, but the risk fell to 69% if the mother of one parent, either father or mother, had a high-fat diet and the other grandmother had a normal diet during pregnancy. Okay, so that's how it can be passed down two generations. Okay, all right. Now, again, they are not saying junk food per se in this article. They are simply saying high-fat diet. So the headline should not be junk food, because that all junk food is not all fat. Because trust me, some junk food is all sugar. So if the high-fat diet is the cause of it, we need to say that. We need to say junk food high in fat during pregnancy has shown in this study to have cancer, genetic generational issues of causing cancer in generations. And that's amazing to know. Remember, because Fix the Family, Fix America is here to change fathers, mothers, which in turn will change the children, which in turn will change their children. So everything we do here at Fix the Family, Fix America is making a generational impact on families as we go down the board, as we go down the line. Every time your son or daughter sees you doing something fantastic, they're going to know that they need to do the same fantastic stuff, and it's going to be great. Because if we can fix generations over generations over generations, that is good stuff. Good stuff. And that's the reason we started all this. Positive fathering, make a difference, mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success. And the offshoot of that, a disease in the diet. And that's today's topic. Cancer is the first degenerative disease we're going to talk about today. And I've got another good news story on cancer. As you know, Fix the Family, Fix America has touted the high qualities of breast milk, especially during the prematurity. You got to pump and make sure your premature child is getting that breast milk. Breast milk is the best thing you can give a child, period, without a doubt. And so a substance found in breast milk, this is great, great, great stuff here. A substance found in breast milk kills 40, at least 40 types of cancer cells. Now, in Sweden, researchers have discovered a substance found in human breast milk has the ability to kill cancer cells. Now, this substance is codenamed Hamlet, which is human alpha lactobumin, could be bumin, but I think it's lactobumin, made lethal to tumor cells. So it's Hamlet, Hamlet. It was discovered years ago, this human alpha lactobumin. They don't give pronunciation to these articles, so we just wing it. But recently they tested on humans. So they had some patients that were suffering from bladder cancer, and they were treated with Hamlet. And after each treatment, the patient excreted dead cancer cells in their urine, and the healthy cells remained intact. Now, that is a positive experiment there. Because the laboratory experiments before the human trials have shown that Hamlet had the ability to kill 40 different types of cancer cells, but this is the first test on humans. The next step will be to test the substance on skin cancer and brain tumors. Now, with all this talk on cancer and et cetera, you know, we've got a lot of issues here with cancer, and we've got a lot of diseases that we're going to talk about. But today's topic is cancer, so I'm giving you topics over topics over topics, and the five most lethal cancers in America, and we're going to talk prevention today. And one of the best ways that we have found to do prevention is the diet. Processed foods are not good, and so our first disease in the diet campaign next Wednesday is going to be called Why Organic. And people sit there and say, what's organic? How do we do organic? What's organic all about? Well, that is why we have our special guest on the show today. We are here to welcome Lori Aker from Earth Fair, where we are having our disease and diet workshops. Lori, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I am perfect. How are you? Are you having a great day?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
No problem. Now, Lori, you work at Earth Fair. If you would just tell people what you do there at Earth Fair and a little bit about yourself so that they can understand why we're having you here, so you can tell everybody about what we're talking about.
Absolutely. As Jack said, my name is Lori Aker, and I am the Community Relations Coordinator for Earth Fair, the Healthy Supermarket, here in Columbia. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with Earth Fair, we're an all-natural and organic grocery store as well as a cafe. Now, we're just like a regular grocery store in the sense that we have a produce department, a meat department, a deli, a bakery, but what makes us different and what sets us apart from your average conventional supermarket is the fact that all of our produce is fresh from local farms. All of our beef and poultry and seafood is hormone-free, antibiotic-free, and steroid-free. All of our baked goods are made with all-natural cane sugar and cane juice instead of high-fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils. Earth Fair provides the freshest, healthiest, all-natural and organic foods available.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, you mentioned a couple things there that I want to quickly touch on. You mentioned the high fructose corn syrup. You mentioned using the all-natural sugars. And that kind of ties in with your website, which I'd like to point people to at earthfair.com, where I know I've been on there, and I know you've got the forbidden foods list, which is things that you don't have, right? You don't have in your products in the store. Would you like to tell them about that real quick?
Absolutely. You know, a big thing that really sets Earth Fair apart, besides our all-natural and organic products, is our food philosophy. And our food philosophy is basically a list of 8 ingredients that you will never find at the store. And at the top of our list, you'll have high fructose corn syrup and added trans fats. You'll never find any bleached or bromated flours in Earth Fair. You'll never find any irradiated single-source spices, meats, or produce in the store. So in the long run, it's not only about what we do offer, it's also about what we don't offer. And again, providing foods that are free of harsh chemicals and artificial ingredients is something that Earth Fair can guarantee. And like you stated, to get a complete list of our food philosophy, you can go to www.earthfair.com. And it's really a great site. It goes into detail on each one of our philosophies. So if you have any questions, you know, definitely go to that website.
Yes, I've been there lots of times, got lots of information there that we're going to be talking about in the workshop that we're going to talk about later. And your forbidden foods list is a 6-page list of an awful lot of food ingredients that you either allow in foods or you don't allow in foods. And I just want to go quickly on just some down the list here. You got acetic acid is okay. Wait a minute, that's okay. But you got no on acesulfam K. You got no on artificial colors or flavors. You got no on aspartame. You've got no on benzoyl peroxide. That's really good to not have in a food, I would think. It sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
You've got chlorinated phenols in the cleaners. This 6-page list is amazing. And what's the problem with this is that these ingredients look like the side of some of the stuff you buy in other supermarkets.
They do. Why on earth would you want to buy something and consume something where you can't even pronounce the ingredient? It seems silly almost.
Exactly. And one of the videos I saw off of your site would be the history of food, and it talks about how we started taking and making a process like high fructose corn syrup. You can't make that at home. You can't go buy an ear of corn and come out with high fructose corn syrup from your house. The mechanical and chemical steps to make high fructose corn syrup cannot be replicated without machines and a whole bunch of chemicals at your house. So why in the world, as you just said, would you want to do something that takes 50 steps to make just because they were making it cheaper?
Absolutely.
So that's you know, amazing to me, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing all that we do. Now, you said, let's go real quick on Earth Fair. You said you got a meat department, a produce department. I can vouch for this. I went in there with absolutely no knowledge of how Earth Fair was laid out. Went in there, and it's absolutely perfect. And they have the interesting thing they have above the produce section is our organic foods today and a number. And then you have on the right-hand side is local foods, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, local foods and organic.
Right, so you got organic foods on the left and the local foods on the right, and those are numbers of how many products are in the store today, that day, being organic and or from local farmers. So that's always fun to read that. And I believe every time I go in there, it's like 250 organics and 50 to 70 locals. And if people don't understand what that means, is they're taking, you've got pure non-pesticide products on the organic side, and then you've got pure helping the local community on the right-hand side.
Right. And if I could touch base on local for just a moment. Local means where we live, right? Now, there's 3 main benefits to supporting local goods. Say you go into a grocery store and you happen to buy strawberries, and the strawberries happen to be from California. Well, the California is at least a 5 to 7 day drive for an 18-wheeler truck. It's going to take another 2 to 3 days to get out of the back room and onto the supermarket shelf. So by the time you're buying these strawberries and consuming them, they're already over a week old. Now, if you get strawberries that are 30 minutes down the road or 2 hours down the road, the overall quality and freshness is going to be a lot better. Now, the second reason why it's great to support local is your environment. Think about all the diesel and pollution that's coming off of these trucks traveling across country thousands and thousands of miles. Again, local means shorter distances traveled. Shorter distances means less pollution, and that is better for our environment. Finally, you're putting money back into your local economy. Would you rather spend $3 or $4 and send it across country where you're never going to see it again? Or would you rather keep it right here on in our community so these local farmers can keep producing? So those are the three main things you want to keep in mind. And of course, with seasons, once we hit spring and in summer, we'll have a lot more local fruits and vegetables available. So definitely keep an eye out for that. It will change with the seasons, but Earth Fair is wonderful about carrying local products. And, you know, it doesn't stop with just fruits and vegetables. We have local honey, local milk, local coffee, local cheeses. The list goes on and on and on.
Oh, yeah, I can sit here and personally vouch right now for the milk. I believe it comes from, I don't remember where it came from, but it was fantastic, and it tasted like the milk when you were a child.
It comes from Edgefield, South Carolina, about an hour down the road.
Okay. There you go. So, I mean, I know for a fact that milk was just incredible. Now that's all I want to put in on my cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably drink a gallon every 2 days, so I know all about milk.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people have the question, what exactly is considered local? Is it just an hour? Is it just our state? Local is actually considered regional. If you can get somewhere in half a day's driving distance, it is considered local. So anything within a six-hour radius.
There you go. And that anybody can drive for 6 hours and get somewhere. Mm-hmm. I do it all the time. I also noticed that your coffee, I believe, is roasted local.
It is. We have a few different local coffees. We have a coffee from downtown Aiken, South Carolina. We have a coffee from Greenville, South Carolina. And we also have coffee out of Charleston, South Carolina. And that's within our state. And we have a bunch of coffee from Raleigh, North Carolina. So a ton of varieties to choose from.
Yeah, and that whole section of the store smells fantastic. So if you love coffee, go just sit in that corner and take a big old sniff. Going back to your very first statement again, where you said it has a produce department, meat department, a deli department, I want you to talk a little bit more about the deli department. I got, the very first time I ever came there, we spent a little more time in the store than we did before so I could learn the whole store.
Uh-huh.
And we ate lunch from the deli. And we had, I believe, the filet mignon and blue cheese sandwich.
Yes.
And, of course, going back to your meat without any hormones in it made that filet on that meat on that sandwich just delectable. And then that cheese being no hormones, no pesticides, nothing unnatural in that, that sandwich just blew my mind and blew my father's mind, who's, you know, 70 years old. And he said he remembers stuff like that back when he was a little kid. So tell people about that deli and how they can go in there. And your whole setup is just food. It's just incredible laying in that glass case.
Yes, we do have a full-scale cafe and deli. We offer a hot bar where you could get breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We cater to vegetarians as well as meat eaters. We have a full-scale salad bar, a soup bar. We have a full-scale sandwich bar. You could get organic and all-natural pizzas made. We have a juice bar. You could get fresh smoothies and juices made. We have a grab-and-go section. These are pre-made meals. So if you get off work and you're tired, you want to have a healthy meal, but you don't exactly feel like cooking that night, you can come by the store. We have salmon and steak. We have chicken breasts and tabbouleh salads, different pasta salads. Everything is all pre-made for you, and everything is made fresh daily. We'll just put it in a container, and you're off. We also have an area where you could sit down and enjoy your meal. So if you don't exactly feel like having something to go, you can sit in our cafe. We have a nice sunroom. You can enjoy the environment, the atmosphere, and enjoy a nice, healthy meal with friends and family. It's really amazing. And back to the sandwich, there is a 100% difference in taste in our meats and cheeses. Because it doesn't have the additives and the hormones and the steroids, there's really a big difference in taste. Beef tastes like pure beef, and the cheeses are so creamy and flavorful. It's amazing. Our cafe is absolutely fantastic. Nice, healthy, fresh food.
I can vouch for it. I've eaten there probably 100 times now since starting the whole deal with what we're going through with my mother, and the food philosophy number, I believe 6, no synthetic growth hormones in the beef or anything, is an important one for people to understand, because it says on your website, in dairy cows, it shortens the lifespan of the cow threefold by only increasing milk production by 10% to 15%. It also leads to diseases known as mastitis in the cow's udders. And it says that the synthetic growth hormones lead to an imbalance or increase in the level of natural hormones in us, which could lead to the cancers, including breast cancer. And I don't know if you heard a little bit of the show prior to, but I was going through the top 5 cancers. Number 1, respiratory. Number 2, digestive. Number 5 would be breast. So this healthy meat and synthetic growth hormone meat could be a link to helping you, you know, stave off that cancer.
Right.
And that is one of the food philosophy that you have, where all of your food, all of your meats and milk, no antibiotics, synthetic growth hormones, or animal byproducts in the feed. So you don't have animals having animals in the feed, I believe. Is that what that means?
Absolutely. Our animals that provide us with meat, eggs, and dairy have been treated in the most humane way possible. They eat grains and grass. They eat healthy just like us. They get nice and big the natural way without the use of harsh chemicals and hormones and steroids and any kind of medication at that fact. And, you know, something I would like to point out, Earth Fair, we do have all natural and organic pet food as well. We believe your pet should eat nice and healthy just like us. And again, there's no animal byproducts in our pet foods. I wanted to point that out. Everything is all natural, again, all natural and organic.
You read my mind. I was about to tell people, if you have pets, because we have a kind of an obese beagle ourselves, and we're going to have started her on some of the food that we had at Earth Fair, and we're going to see what that does. It just began, so hopefully we'll see her weight be reduced a little bit.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of great products out there, and, you know, it's great for the coat, their eyesight. It'll make a huge difference. It's high-quality pet food.
Exactly. So if you not just love yourself, but you love your pet too, Earth Fair can handle both of those, and that's an amazing thing. Talk about, it says, you know, you can cater to specific dietary needs with specialty products, meaning you can fix things for different people that have these different issues. Talk about that for a second.
Well, you know, Earth Fair is one of the largest stores in the Midlands that specializes in gluten-free and casein-free products. So if you happen to have, if you're suffering from celiac disease, or if you're just on a gluten-free, casein-free diet, Earth Fair is the place to go. We have over 100 different gluten-free, casein-free items, everything from frozen foods to fresh foods to packaged foods. We can cater to specific dietary needs. Everything is clearly labeled, and we don't put gluten-free foods in certain sections. I know sometimes when we're suffering from a certain disease and we're on a strict diet, when we go into the grocery store and there's a section just for us, we feel kind of isolated. We don't do that at the store. Everything is mixed in together. We do have labels. We want to make shopping comfortable for you. We cater to lactose intolerance. We have a variety of soy milks and soy cheeses. So we have a lot of different specialty products that can fit your dietary needs. It's going to be easy at Earth Fair to find these products.
And I can vouch that it's all through there, because when we were searching for the organic snackings for my daughter, there, right next to an organic chip was a gluten-free chip. So they are right together, right down the same aisle. So that is true. You, as you're just going down the aisles, the leisure, fun time that you're spending in Earth Fair, you can see all of this stuff down the aisles. It's fantastic. Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, Earth Fair, you know, we offer a number of different cooking classes. If you do have specific dietary needs, we'll host cooking classes for diabetics, gluten-free cooking classes. And to find out if a class is coming up, you can visit us on our website at earthfair.com. Just click on our community events calendar. And all of our cooking classes are free of charge and open to the entire community. So if you are suffering from a certain disease and are on a certain diet, definitely take advantage and come to one of our classes. These are tools that we're offering to the community.
Excellent. I'm there now, and I can see all kind of stuff. That's pretty cool. So you have something called Family Dinner Night, too. I see that. What is that?
We do. Earth Fair has kicked off a new program. It's the Itty Bitty Bites campaign. We want to teach kids how to eat healthy, and we've created a cartoon world. We have our Itty Bitty Bites. They're a group of heroes, and they fight off the villains. Our villains are High Fructose Fred, Trans Fat Tina. We have Dr. Mono in his lab, along with a number of other characters. But pretty much every Thursday night from 4 to 8 p.m., kids 12 and under can eat absolutely free of charge with an adult meal purchase of $5 or more. Now, we are actually providing kids with menus. And kids can mark on these menus what kind of sandwich they want, what kind of side, what kind of snack, and what kind of drink. So ultimately, we are showing kids and teaching kids how to make healthy eating decisions on their own. So it's not a pre-made menu. This is something that the kids actually get to create. Now, inside each healthy meal are a pack of trading cards. Now, there's 50 cards all together, and there's for each healthy meal, you get 3 trading cards, and the goal is to collect all of them, and they can kids can trade with their friends and try to get others. It's a really great program, and we kicked it off about a month ago, and we've got such a great response from it. You know, parents love it, kids love it. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful program.
That sounds absolutely fun. I have not been able to make it to one of those, but I've got to get my daughter there and let her see this. Because we are now, you know, she's getting old enough to pick we have some leftover regular toaster pastries,
mm-hmm.
And then we started purchasing the organic toaster pastries from your store, and she was able to make the choice herself. She said, these taste better.
Right, right.
So go ahead.
I was going to say, all of our meals have been put together by nutritionists. They're very balanced. There's a good variety, a lot of color, so it's a well-balanced meal. So parents can be at ease knowing that their child is having a completely healthy, nutritious meal.
And that is rare nowadays, I can tell you that, because a lot of people are on the go, and they just, you know, swing by a fast food place,
mm-hmm.
thinking that it just gets something in their child, they feel good about that, but not knowing what they're really doing by putting all of that processed food into their kids and potentially causing issues down the road.
Right.
And this way, you don't have that fear. You still, you know, you put great food inside the child. The child's happy, healthy, and you should feel very good about doing that. So that's the family dinner night on Thursdays, right?
Yep, every single Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. Again, kids 12 and under can eat absolutely free of charge with an adult meal purchase of $5 or more. So the whole idea is to have a healthy, nutritious meal. You know, slow down. Take some time to enjoy your meal again. Sit in our cafe. Enjoy family dinner night at Earth Fair.
Exactly. And you just touched on a whole other thing that Fix the Family, Fix America talks about all the time, and that is simply slowing down for a meal, period. You know, we've lost the family dinner table in today's high-speed society, and even if the family dinner table happens to be at Earth Fair, it's still a family dinner table that you're sitting around having a healthy meal, a healthy conversation, and good times.
we have to learn to enjoy food again. That's what it's all about.
Exactly right. Now, going back to organic foods, and our topic again today is the degenerative disease cancer. And here was an interesting stat for you, Lori. I don't know if you heard this before. 22% of American women say breast cancer is the disease they fear most. And you just had that high fructose and animal hormone correlation to breast cancer. And knowing that we can eat organic and not natural foods is going to help stave off that breast cancer. So you could actually eat, enjoy yourself, enjoy food again, all while not having any fear that you're going to have cancer, because you know you're doing all the right things. So we actually, me and you, sat down one day and partnered up, and Earth Fair does a whole bunch of stuff besides what we're about to talk about. So tell them how Earth Fair has all of these workshops and other things that you do there to help people understand what we're going to talk about also.
Well, you know, if you're not familiar with the whole natural and organic world, the information can seem intimidating. And that's why it's very important for Earth Fair to offer free educational lectures and seminars. We want to make healthy eating easy and, most of all, comfortable for the customer. Now, Earth Fair, we talked a little bit before, we offer a number of different cooking classes to show you how to make healthy, nutritious meals working with specific diets. And then our lecture with you, Jack, this is going to be all on organic. Again, we want the customers to feel comfortable and not intimidated when they come into Earth Fair. We want to educate them about why organic can be beneficial to your health, how changing your diet to organic can help you with certain diseases. And, it's very important that we get this into the store. And, again, it's absolutely free of charge. And it's open to the entire community. Again, take advantage of these tools.
Right. Now, the calendar is one way to find out. You can look on a board inside Earth Fair. I know in my instance, you can also go to www.diseaseandthediet.com. We talk about that on this show all the time. Let's talk about real quick on how you thought Fix the Family, Fix America, and Disease in the Diet and Earth Fair kind of correlated. I believe it correlates with what you were just saying, how eating organic and how Earth Fair wants to educate the consumer on how that can help.
Absolutely. Earth Fair has a mission. Our mission is to feed and inspire the healthy person inside of us all. And I believe through these workshops and through the store, we can get to that goal.
That's good. See, Fix the Family, Fix America wants to fix the family in all aspects, and degenerative diseases take a large toll on the family. So if we can join together to try to help the families and the people to get the healthy person and the healthy family out of each one of them, then this is going to be a blockbuster of a workshop, and I'm so thankful that we got together and we're going to do this. So real quick, our workshop is called Disease in the Diet, Step 1. It's called Why Organic, and that is this Wednesday, right?
Yes, it's going to be on Wednesday, April 28th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., and the lecture will be held in the community room at Earth Fair. And Earth Fair is located at 3312B Divine Street in Columbia, South Carolina, 29205. If you have any additional questions or want to learn more information on the lecture, you can give me a call at area code 803-799-0048. And it's not going to stop with just this lecture. We're going to host a lecture with Jack Hatfield the last Wednesday of every month. Same day, same time, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Right, and just so everyone knows, when you come out, I'm going to be giving you approximately a 20 to 30 page booklet on the topic with certain articles and everything so you can take home and continue your education. And then we'll also give the other topics so you can make sure you pass that around and tell other people to show up at the end of the last Wednesday of every month, because the topic's going to change to show more and educate you more and more about how to stop degenerative diseases with the diet, and by utilizing a great diet with products from Earth Fair, you can be able to hopefully stave off all of these problems, and your family doesn't have to go through these issues. Now, you've got a big, big, big day coming up this Saturday, right?
We do. This Saturday, April 24th, from 11 to 4 p.m., we're going to have our Earth Day celebration. During the day, we're going to have a few different activities going on. We'll have a local farmers market. We'll have about 17 different local farmers and vendors. They'll be selling goods ranging from jams and jellies to organic eggs, organic cheese and flowers and honey. We'll have a lot of local goods out there. We'll also have free activities and crafts for kids. Kids will be able to plant vegetable seeds and flower seeds. They can take them home and grow them. We'll have a number of nonprofit organizations out there offering information on how you can help their organization and become involved. And we'll also have some eco-friendly vendors, again, offering information and talking with folks one-on-one about how they can help the environment. And one of the main highlights, Mr. Jack Hatfield will be at Earth Fair for a book signing. We invite you to come out, and Jack, I'm sure you'll be able to talk with people again one-on-one about the upcoming lecture so they can learn some more information.
Correct. I can't wait to be there. It's just exciting, and I didn't even know you had all of that going on. You're probably going to take up most of the parking lot, I'm sure, with this.
Yes, and one other very important announcement I'd like to make. Starting April 22nd, which is the actual Earth Day, Earth Fair will no longer carry plastic bags. We are cutting plastic bags out completely. You know, it takes 1,000 years for one plastic bag to degrade in the earth. So we want to get rid of that. We are completely going plastic bagless starting April 22nd. We're going to be handing out reusable bags on Saturday. So if you want to come by, we'll give you a free Earth Fair reusable bag. And again, this is to help out our environment and help celebrate Earth Day.
That's excellent, excellent stuff. And that day is going to be a big day, and yes, I will be there, and we'll have some books and information, and anyone who has any questions on what we're talking about, on how the diet and degenerative diseases are linked together, I totally encourage you to go to earthfair.com and watch that History of Food video that they have up there. That's incredible. Read their food philosophy. Grab their boot list. 6-page boot list there, and just go down that list and try to pronounce half of them. And if you go into your cabinet at home or your pantry at your home and you've got this Earth Fair boot list and you go grab just a simple can of something you eat common, and you find that those ingredients on this boot list are in that can, then you know that you're not really making the best decisions because of what, and then go search. Do your research, and if you don't want to do your own research, come to Earth Fair, come to our events, come to any other Earth Fair events and find out what about this ingredient is going to cause you these issues, and what about your diet could cause some degenerative diseases and could affect your family. And this is very, very important. So Earth Fair is on a great mission of bringing out the healthy in all of us, and Fix the Family, Fix America is on a mission to make the family unit better around the dinner table one more time. And Earth Fair is all about food, so grab some Earth Fair food, grab some healthy food, and get around the dinner table, whether it be at your dinner table or at Earth Fair. That's going to be some fantastic things. Lori, how do you feel about all the stuff that's going on? Are you having a good time?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. We have so many great things planned for the near future, and I can't wait to share that with others. So I feel absolutely fantastic about all of our upcoming events.
Excellent. Now, how just a little history on Lori so that people know who we're talking to. You know, how did you get involved with Earth Fair? What do you do in your spare time for fun?
Well, you know, I love educating others on health. I'm also a big cook. I have a small cooking segment on Making It Grow once a month on ETV. I host all of our cooking classes at Earth Fair. I host the classes for adults as well as children. I look at food as an art. I have a passion for educating people about different flavors and how they can create different dishes. So I would say cooking is a big hobby of mine. I enjoy it greatly. And That's pretty much it. I love to cook.
Well, we're very much the same there because I am the chief cook across the board for two families and have been for a while. And I went to college very skinny. You could see my spine from the front. And learned to cook myself because I kept tasting food that just wasn't very good. And bless my father, he thought steak had to stay on a grill until it was a hockey puck throughout my entire childhood. So I didn't even know how good, you know, a grilled steak was for the first 20 years of my life. And then when I started learning all of the aspects of cooking and doing it myself, I found out that food is really fun. And like you said, cooking is really fun. And then grabbing, you know, I understand your passion here, grabbing a piece of food and cooking it in such a way and then putting it as a presentation. And the person just going, that's fantastic, is just an amazing thing to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I enjoy it so much.
Yeah, I cooking is one of my de-stressors, if you want to know the truth. I mean, there's lots of things going on in the life. I got the show, the Fix the Family, the Natural Success Principles, all the stuff for premature children, the Early Journey Foundation, everything we're doing with Earth Fair, the disease and the diet, the other issues with my family, all of that comes together and goes away, and you just focus on one thing of cooking when I get into my cooking. So I'm pretty sure you're probably the same way. You get down there, and it's just you and the food, and it's all great.
Absolutely. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, love that. Is there anything else that we forgot to talk about for you? I don't want to I want to make sure you have enough time to tell everybody about everything that you want to tell them.
No, I think we pretty much covered everything. I hope everyone comes out this Saturday, April 24th, from 11 to 4, to participate in some activities. And I look forward to seeing you at all of our lectures the last Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And again, if you have any additional questions or are looking for more information on any of the topics we talked about today, you could visit us at www.earthfair.com. Or you can call me at the store, 803-799-0048.
You're exactly right. And if you need, if you want to get some information on disease and the diet, you can go to diseaseandthediet.com or earthfair.com, like she just said. So, Lori, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And like the Fix the Family, Fix America radio show is working its way towards being number one family show on the Blog Talk Radio. And then after that, we'll take over the world. I am Jack Hatfield, your host. This has been Lori Aker from Earth Fair. Lori, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jack. It was a pleasure to be here today.
It was fantastic. We will take a small break, ladies and gentlemen, after Lori, and I will come right back and tell you a little bit more about some of the cancer stuff that we were talking about, and we'll go from there. Thank you again, Lori. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about that? Lori Akers from Earth Fair giving you just an intense education on the healthy supermarket that is called Earth Fair, which I know is a friend of Fix the Family, Fix America like you've never believed. That is so much fun. Now, let me remind you of some of the things she said. She talked about all of the lectures that they give away. She talked about a family dinner night on Thursdays where your child eats for free, children under 12 eats for free when you buy a little $5 meal yourself. And that's incredible. While the child's learning all the healthy stuff, the healthy choices that they can make with the foods on their menu, and you can help them learn what's the best way to do this and that. And it's just absolutely fantastic stuff. She also talked about this Saturday, tons and tons of things that's going on this Saturday for their Earth Fair. That is that is going to be a big day. She had, I don't know, 17 people from produce to meat to selling all of their own products and all that good. I mean, that's just sounds great. Hope it's a good time. I will be there telling you about disease and the diet. And, again, you can sign up at diseaseandthediet.com. Really hope to see you out there at Earth Fair. Earth Fair is on Divine Street in Columbia, South Carolina. And again, her number, Lori's number, is 803-799-0048. Or you can go to earthfair.com and find a way to contact her online. Or you can easily go to diseaseandthediet.com, sign up there for the diet sheet, and if you have any, I mean, the diet workshop. And if you have any questions, we will make sure we'll pass them on to Lori. And, of course, you can always call in on this show, number 347-677-0692, soon to be the number one family show in all of talk radio. We look forward to having you here every week. Now, we were talking about, we've already talked about cancer. We've talked about all the forbidden foods and all that stuff. We were talking about this boot list, the food ingredients, and this was an amazing thing that I saw. I picked up a can of macaroni and cheese, So it's already fixed macaroni and cheese in a can. Parents all across this country, mothers and fathers, grabbing a can of this particular brand of mac and cheese, think they're doing a good thing, giving some pasta and some protein to their children. Well, when you turn that processed can of macaroni and cheese right around, you see that it has over 48 ingredients. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was making macaroni and cheese from scratch, it would have five ingredients, maybe six, seven ingredients if I wanted it to taste really awesome. And let me tell you what those would be. Pasta is semolina flour and water. So we can make that with two ingredients. Now, if we use quality water, we know we're not hurting anybody with that at all. So use quality water and the semolina flour. Hopefully it's organic semolina flour. Or you can just go buy organic pasta at Earth Fair. Second ingredient, cheese. Okay? Cheese, pasta, mac and cheese. Done. Right? Now cheese obviously has more than an ingredient called cheese. It's milk, cheese culture, and possibly salt. So that would be the five ingredients right there for the mac and cheese. And then, you know, for added taste and flavor, you could add some salt and pepper, different spices like an onion powder, a garlic powder, stuff like that. A little bit of paprika if you want to go on the smoky side. But, I mean, none of that stuff is going to go crazy because those things are just natural derivatives of things you can buy at Earth Fair. And Earth Fair has an organic line of spices. I recommend that completely. So now we put in seven things in our mac and cheese. Yes, I understand that you have to make sure this mac and cheese is put in this can to make this shelf life exist a little bit more. You can find natural preservatives such as vitamin A and E or natural preservatives. Salt is a natural preservative. Using a full spectrum salt and adding all the minerals along with the sodium is not going to be as bad as just adding the processed salt. But there's a lot of ways to get that stuff in that can so that it's safe. But if you're making it, think about this. Open the can and feed your child a 48-ingredient list of this processed food and not knowing what those mutagens in that food is going to be doing. And this is important to know right here because everything that you take in your body can contain hundreds of different mutagenic substances. And so the more mutagenic substances you are taking in your body, we don't really know what that's doing, but we do know that it's starting to build up. And if we live long enough, substances from the mutagenic substances will eventually cause some degenerative disease. So we have to prevent absorption of mutagenic substances from prepared foods. So the less processed and prepared foods you eat, and you consume as little as prepared foods as you have, and you consume as many fruits and organic vegetables and fresh raw animal food regularly, all the time, you'll decrease your risk of all these things. We're going to go into this a little more in depth. We're running out of time. I'm so sorry. We had a great interview, again, with Lori Aker, Earth Fair. Thank her for coming down. Thank you for listening today. This is a great show, a lot of fun. And be there at Earth Fair, Earth Day this Saturday and next Wednesday. Disease and the Diet, Why Organic Part 1 starts. And this challenge for disease and the diet is to get everyone educated so that we eradicate diet-caused degenerative diseases. And that is our goal. And Earth Fair's goal is bring out the healthy in all of us. So we're going to be doing the same thing. Thank you for listening. You have a great day. You have a great time. You come down, you have great food. You learn about how to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Hatfield, Fix the Family, Fix America. Have a great day.